This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Mike Kelly Automotive Group, Route 8 in Butler. So pleased to be joined at this time by Ian Rappaport. He's an NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. And by the way, Thursday Night Football, that continues this week. Chiefs, Raiders, CBS, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. Ian, good morning. How's everything?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Drama in Steelerville, seemingly all
drama,
the time
what
now.
Drama?
Yeah.
One, everything is good.
Seemingly.
Right track.
Yeah.
Drama?
All right, Martavis Bryant. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
With this report that Ed Bouchette confirmed again this morning, and you were way ahead on this thing. So you categorize this as something official that was brought to the Steelers. So the way I read it pretty much is when I heard you speak about this, this wasn't necessarily Martavis Bryant just blowing off steam and saying something. What was there a document? Was there his agent who called Kevin Colbert? How would you categorize it?
Good question. I asked the same question because, you know, you sort of wonder, like, how do these things come in? When a player or an agent or both requests a trade, is it a written document? So my understanding is there are text messages and emails expressing his unhappiness and requesting that he be somewhere else. In writing, if a team grants permission, that is what officially gets filed with the NFLPA, with the NFL, and that allows the player's agent to go out and seek a trade. That's what happened with Navarro Bowman, Andrew Rosenhaus, although, of course, he ended up getting released. That has not happened here because, as far as my understanding goes, the Steelers have not granted permission. So there's no official document, but there are emails and text messages to Steelers people stating his desire to be elsewhere.
From either him or his agent, correct?
Yes, correct.
The NFL today, is this the NFL today? I mean, you have Bell complaining early on about his touches because he didn't get enough. You had AB flipping over the water cooler. You have Martavis obviously saying he wants to be traded, not to mention Ben a week ago saying maybe I don't have it anymore. I mean, sadly, I wish it was on separate teams, but it's all on the offense. What's going on?
Yeah, well, a couple things. First of all, the Steelers have good players, and the inability to get Martavis Bryant involved in the offense means only two things. One, it could mean that they don't like him and never want to throw him the ball. Unlikely. Two, they have good players that also need to get the ball. So, like, all the talk about, like, is Le'Veon Bell getting enough touches? Okay, well, if he does, then who's going to get left out? And it's been Martavis Bryant. When Eli Rogers gets active and Juju gets, you know, more run, then it's been at the expense of Martavis Bryant. And it definitely sucks. I get it. I certainly understand his unhappiness. But honestly, from a Steelers perspective, like, I'm not sure what you're supposed to do because, you know, if you're going to give him the ball, which I think he's a, you know, can be a real, like, an electric player, who doesn't get the ball? You know, as far as AB, I mean, he's so competitive, he's so intense, he's so emotional that, yeah, sometimes he's going to knock over a water cooler. And that's not good. But to me, the worst thing would be if he didn't demand the ball, and then every time he got it, he didn't make ridiculous plays like he made on Sunday.
Well, if he demands to get touches, maybe when the ball is thrown to him, he should hang on to it. That would be one suggestion. Another would be, if you look at the stats, I know Colin came up with a stat earlier. What'd you say, Colin? Just under six per game? In other words, like one less target per game. If he's getting thrown the ball just under six times a game on average, and that's not enough for him, then he needs to grow up and just figure it out, because when you've got Antonio Brown on the other side and then, like you said, other receivers that need to be happy, this whole thing from his perspective, from a guy who was just suspended a year ago,
yeah,
it just doesn't make any sense. What have you heard from other people around the league about this situation?
Well, it has been kind of a curious reaction, you know, because, first of all, the Steelers, you know, obviously stuck by him through the suspension, through the difficulties of just getting back in the field. Remember the sort of curious situation about when was he going to be able to actually just practice?
Yeah, that made no sense.
They, you know, stuck by him through that. They say he has behaved incredibly well, just as far as like off the field behavior, doing what's needed to be done, not getting into trouble anymore. So there's a lot of positive things here. But from his standpoint, and this is when other teams ask me about it, what I say is, like, you understand, he missed a year. He is urgent. He wants to be back. He wants to get his numbers. He's never been paid. There are a lot of things that he is, like, in a rush, where I know the Steelers are sort of, like, you know, integrating him slowly in the offense. In his mind, he is ready. He wants to be productive. He should be productive. Let's go. And I think missing the year absolutely sort of changes the mindset for him, and that should be understood as well.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ian Rappaport joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, NFL.com, NFL Network. Okay, there's no way Kevin Colbert trades this guy, though, Ian.
Everyone has a price. I don't think he gets traded right now because there wouldn't be great value. Like, what would you trade him for? But he has, it should be noted, he has behaved well as the tests, showing up, doing what needs to be done, being a good teammate besides for this. He has behaved well. If he starts being really productive, if people say, you know what, the drug stuff is behind him, he's great on the field, like if they can get value, I could see them trading him. The Steelers are very good business-wise. So if there's real, you know, something they get back, then they could do it. But right now, there's not a lot of leverage there, and I'm not sure what he would command.
Does Juju Smith-Schuster project to be good enough to make Martavis Bryant expendable?
That's a great question. I don't know that. The signs have been good, though. So, you know, and that's one of the other things. Like, if someone, I mean, maybe it's Juju, maybe it's E.R. Rodgers. I mean, if someone else emerges where you say, well, we're not going to miss Martavis Bryant because this guy can go in, then, you know, I would think they'd be more likely to trade him. The other part of it is trading someone in season means somebody could get hurt and you lose your backup plan. You know, that's kind of why a lot, you know, trades rarely happen, because there's always the, well, yeah, we don't need this guy now, but, you know, the starter could get hurt next week, and all of a sudden we're saying, why do we trade this guy?
From the outside looking in, we went over everything that's happened so far this year, not to mention everything with the national anthem and that debacle.
It's been kind of crazy, but yeah.
Does Coach Tomlin run a loose ship in your eyes?
I don't think he does, because when it's enough, it is enough. You know what I mean? Like, he will give them some rope, and I think with AB, you know, he's sort of like an artist a little bit. You got to let him express himself, because it's part of who he is. Like, he's always going to be someone who is demonstrative in his emotions, for good and for bad. His touchdown dances are great. His sideline tantrums are not. But that's who he is. Players are different. I think Tomlin has always sort of had the pulse of the players. I can allow them to do just this much, and then right here it's too much, and I'm clamping down. And I would expect a much more clamped down approach to the team going forward. It's almost like he's let them kind of do their thing, and now it's time to focus and get ready to work. And the evidence was, I thought, on the field Sunday, like, it wasn't the prettiest game, but that's a pretty solid win right there. That really was.
You know, what's funny, Ian, is that the Steelers are getting ready to play a division rival, the Bengals. Vontaze Burfict's name hasn't even come up at all this week until just now. But since he's returned, the Bengals actually they've won a couple games. I know they were off last week, but are they becoming dangerous again all of a sudden?
Yeah, they've been good, and he has been. I mean, I know we all talk about like the cheap shots and the suspensions, but he is a very, very good instinctive player. I mean, just very, very good. You know, he changes. He'll throw in a couple tackles for loss that you weren't expecting. I mean, he's a really good player. And their offense, you know, they fired their offensive coordinator, which a lot of times could be the last gasp move for a head coach, and it has worked. Bill Lazor has gotten the ball in the hands of A.J. Green more than previous, and if you want to be a good offense, get the ball in the hands of your guys who are dynamic. And they've done it, and you know, it was a bad start for the Bengals, but last couple games, they've looked like a legitimate contending team, I thought.
Follow us on Twitter, 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. If few more minutes with Ian Rappaport, easy for me to say, NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Okay, this 30 points a game, Todd Haley, throw it all over the place stuff. Can that be scrapped because, number one, we've seen Ben has been a little bit inaccurate. Number two, no receiver has been cultivated behind AB really all that much. Can it be a run Le'Veon Bell's wheels off right now, go ahead, heavy run in a transformation within season of this football team and become a ground and pound kind of cower team?
If you're going to play defense like you did last week, then yes. You know, I'm sure, you know, will Ben stick to that? Will Haley stick to that? I don't know. It takes a lot of patience to run an offense like that. You know, because to stick with it, because, you know, it's easy when you're getting 6 yards a pop on first down. If you're getting, you know, 1 yard and then 2 yards, that gets tired real quick. If they can stick with it, I think you can, because, you know, the defense last week, I mean, basically they decided, you know, certainly in the first half, we're not going to allow Hunt and Hill to beat us. And I think they're really good. You know, if you can clamp down defensively, then you can keep the ball. You can run Le'Veon. You can throw the ball to Le'Veon. You know, you can really kind of run a ground and pound offense. And I think win like that, especially in this division, I mean, it's not like the Ravens are going to score 60, right?
No, maybe Browns, not all year.
No. So I think you can.
Vontaze Perfect has raised the bar pretty high for his dirty players. Mike Mitchell had another incident. Where is he as far as the scale goes, as being a dirty player, or is that how safety should play the game? Unfortunate incident. Did look like he was tripped, but a lot of people had a different opinion on that. How about you?
I've watched it a lot. I personally thought he was tripped. It looked like, or shoved actually, not tripped, but shoved. I know, you know, it's tough to tell. And one thing that I hate is trying to judge the intent of a player in a split-second decision when there's mitigating factors, like, for instance, he was pushed. So I don't know, you know, I don't think it was egregious. He is borderline. He is a tough dude. He hits hard. He plays to the echo of the whistle. I haven't heard anyone tell me that he's just a dirty player, but he's close. But I didn't think this particular – we'll see, but I didn't think this particular hit was something that was egregious as, say, some of the Vontaze Perfect hits of the past.
Last thing for you. We haven't touched on the MVP of the Steelers to this point in the season. Mike Hilton. How about this Steelers secondary, Ian? Out of nowhere. That was a concern like the past 10 years, and they're locking people down.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to see because they drafted into it. They got real young, and, God, when you're young in the secondary, it's the worst, you know, because you blow coverages and it looks just awful, and then the camera zooms in and it's the safety in the corner talking to each other about why we missed this guy. But when you're good, like, this could be it for the next 6 or 7 or 8 years. You know, like, they're really going in the right direction. And this defense is really going in the right direction in general, I think.
If Shazier stays healthy.
Yeah, that's always the thing. Because, you know, he's one of those, I mean, him and Perfect, different styles of play, but their effect on their own defense, to me, is similar. Because they can just ruin a set of downs. You know, that's a cool thing.
Absolutely. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. Ian, thank you so very much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
So there is a paper trail. That was the big – there is – oh, did it just get more sticky. Lots of fun here on the Fan Morning Show.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.